Audio 4.1.
So essentially, when you're drafting a contract, you have to make sure that the contract establishes agreement, rights, obligations and remedies. You also have to plan ahead in the contract for problems like termination and also how the contract is going to be interpreted. You must also pay attention to clauses that address the possibility of future litigation, like ADR clauses. Now, there are a few clauses that I want to mention specifically. These aren't frequently emphasised in general contract law, but they really are important for the purposes of drafting a contract. First, the integration clause, or as it is also known, the entire agreement clause. The purpose of this clause is to state that there are no representations, warranties, terms or conditions between the parties other than those set out in the agreement. They prevent related dealings or previous agreements between the parties being used to vary or interpret the provisions of the contract. Next, we have the waiver clause. This deals with situations if parties want to waive a breach or default of a provision of the agreement. Then there's the time of the essence clause, which is self-explanatory, and the survival clause, where parties might want duties and obligations to survive after the termination of the contract. The severability clause is also important because if the contract is ever litigated, it's possible that a court might only strike down a part of a contract. So there can be agreement in a contract that the invalid, illegal or unenforceable bit can be severed so that the rest of the agreement can continue to have effect.